Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Two of the major decisions yesterday out of the Supreme Court. He'll be our guest. Lots coming up with me and Jesse Jane Duff. Keep it right here.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Voters in the UK have had their say and they've decided to leave the European Union. As a result, Prime Minister David Cameron is resigning.
Now the decision has been made to leave, we need to find the best way. And I will do everything I can to help. I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
Donald Trump's actually in Scotland today on business, says he sees a parallel between what's happening in the UK and in the United States.
People want to see borders. They don't necessarily want people pouring into their country, that they don't know who they are and where they come from. They have no idea. And I think, you know, it not only did it win, but it won by a much bigger margin than people thought it would happen.
And Trump says he likes David Cameron, but he may have been wrong on wanting to remain with the EU.
I think David Cameron's a good man. He was wrong on this. He didn't get the mood of his country right. He was surprised. I think he was very surprised to see what happened. But he's a good man, and he felt that way, and probably did the right thing.
The Brexit vote has sent shockwaves to the world's markets.
Markets in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Sydney all dropped after opening, and the British pound fell to levels not seen in decades. Futures dipped in the U.S. and London, and economists say more trouble is in store.
Almost every economist, it's extraordinary to have economists quite as united on an issue as they have been on this one, that the impact of this vote will be to damage the British economy.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
President Obama plans to tout the value of entrepreneurship today at a global summit in California involving some 140 nations. Now, the two Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death have both been acquitted. It remains to be seen what will happen to the case against four others.
Not guilty was the verdict handed down by a judge yesterday to the officer who drove the van Freddie Gray was put in after his arrest. Legal analyst Warren Brown.
This is allegedly their strongest case, and as you can see, they fell flat on their face in this regard. So whether they continue, I'm not sure.
They'll have to make a decision soon. Lieutenant Ryan Rice is scheduled to go on trial July 5th. Legal analyst Warren Alperstein says yesterday's ruling
poses real challenges and real problems for the state.
Moving forward, in Baltimore, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to order a Department of Homeland Security analyst to stay away from the office while he's facing charges of illegally bringing a gun to work. 45-year-old Jonathan Winkie has been on administrative leave since his arrest earlier this month. Even in wealthy suburban enclaves, people are going hungry. And that's why leaders in one community are planning to do something about it.
Montgomery County lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would improve food access over 5 years. Originally, they wanted to reduce hunger by 10% each year, but scrapped the idea in committee on Thursday.
We're trying to promote and provide food security for all, not just for 10%, but for everybody in the county.
It will be up to the county's chief innovation officer, Dan Hoffman, to set goals and framework.
This is also very cyclical, so we would have to continually measure throughout the year because food security issues come and go.
The measure still needs approval from the entire county council. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the NASDAQ at 4910. Sports, the Nationals look to break out of their slump when they open a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. The O's entertain Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics are home to take on Phoenix. John Rahm has a one-stroke lead heading into action today at the Quicken Loans National. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Leesburg, Route 7. You need extra time. We have a multi-car crash crews have been working with for a while. Eastbound 7 before you get to Belmont Ridge Road. And again, watch for those delays out of Leesburg. If you opt for the Greenway, no problems heading up to the toll road. Toll road's a great trip. Just a brief delay merging onto the inner loop of the Beltway to cross the American Legion Bridge. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, the volume near Boundary Channel, lanes reported open. Off of the 11th Street Bridge, westbound freeway heavy to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295 southbound, earlier crash at Benning. That's been cleared. Volume now down toward East Capitol Street. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. Out of Maryland before St. Barnabas Road, that's been decent compared to what we've been having for our delays. And now to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Virginia. Jammed out of Newington to get by the latest crash before you get to Telegraph Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity stays up. Chance of showers and thunderstorms up most likely into the afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a thunder shower sneaks in this morning, but mainly dry most of the morning. This afternoon, 81 degrees with the scattered showers and thunder showers through the evening. Then overnight, 67. High pressure in for the weekend. Stunning weekend. Middle 80s. Few clouds around. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 74 in Vienna, 72 in Silver Spring, 74 in Washington. Donald Trump's former campaign manager says the VP shortlist has four names on it. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here and filling in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation, is Jesse Jane Duff, U.S. Marine Corps vet. Good to have you.
Good morning, everybody.
And coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to check in with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is at the center of two big Supreme Court decisions yesterday, all involving the Lone Star State and, well, of course, eventually your state as well. Also coming up in just 10 minutes, we'll give you the download of Donald Trump's statements in Scotland he just gave about half an hour ago over the Brexit vote. So keep it here for everything you need to know on a busy morning. And to that end, let's jump right in with Shannon Bream, Fox News chief legal correspondent, also sitting in for Brett Baer at the Anchor Desk this week on Special Report. She also does a great job filling in for Gretchen Carlson when I'm lucky enough to be on with her. And it's great to have you, Shannon Bream. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, happy Friday. What a huge day in the Supreme Court yesterday. Your thumbnail summary of what the court said yesterday and how important it makes this presidential election coming up in November.
Well, I think that the absence of Justice Scalia was very pronounced in both the cases we got yesterday. One of them, you actually got a full vote and a full opinion, which was on affirmative action. A very narrow ruling allowing race to be used in college admissions in a very specific way that they're doing in the University of Texas system. That was a 4-3 decision. Justice Kagan sat out because she was actually involved with the case back when she was part of the Obama administration as Solicitor General. But the one that, of course, grabbed all the headlines was that tie decision, non-decision, based on how you want to characterize it. Basically, the court saying, we're not going to rule in this case. We're evenly split. And that leaves the lower court decision blocking the president's deferral programs for millions of people who are here illegally from ever going into effect. So that was a huge ruling. And again, it was used by the administration and a number of Democrats on Capitol Hill and Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders to say, this is why we need a ninth justice affirmed. So it puts both immigration and that empty seat right front and center for the fall election.
Hi, this is Jesse Jane Duff. I think it's funny, though, that the president says we need a ninth justice. As I think what he should have said is we need a ninth justice that favors with me. So what is your take, though, that for him to provide such a rebuttal, strong statement towards the Supreme Court? What do you think that what in your mind sends the message to the American people when he does that?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously he was very upset about the check on his executive power yesterday, and that's essentially what it was in the immigration case. There have been a number of cases involving executive power by this administration that the Supreme Court has struck down, including the members of the bench that he appointed, Justices Kagan and Sotomayor. You'll remember the recess appointments case with the NLRB. You've got the EEOC case, the EPA. There are a number of federal agencies in use of executive power where the president's gone to the Supreme Court and he's lost. This is the first time in his administration that it's been close. Certainly a ninth justice, had it been Merrick Garland, his current nominee, would have made a difference, I think, in that case. We can guess. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you who voted how, but we have a very educated guess that we know. And I think that Merrick mm-hmm. Garland most certainly would have made a difference. But, you know, it's a good way for the administration to take a loss yesterday and try to turn it to one of their talking points, which is give my nominee a chance. And we heard that certainly rebooted yesterday.
So let's move on a bit to the decisions that we're still waiting for. There's nothing mm-hmm. coming down today, right? They don't release anything on a Friday. So everything's going to come on Monday. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that the big ones are the Texas decision about
right.
the abortion law there. And also here close to home in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the fate of Governor McDonald. What do you make of these decisions that are coming up?
Yeah, I know that you're going to talk with Texas AG Ken Paxton. He's been a very busy man. And before him, Greg Abbott, of course, who was the AG, is now the governor. They have a number of lawsuits that at any time pending against the federal administration. They are very much a state that pushes back and likes to check executive power. Now, what they're dealing with the abortion case is Texas passed a state law that puts a number of restrictions and regulations on abortion clinics. The lawmakers who fought to pass it and were successful there said, listen, if women are going to have abortions, we want them to have at least minimum standards. The clinics have to meet minimum surgical standards. Doctors have to have admitting privileges within 30 miles of where they're performing abortions. They have to be able to admit patients to hospitals. And of course, on the other side, the folks pro-choice are calling these sham laws. They say they're only about shutting down abortion clinics. So they fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. Here, a tie would benefit the pro-life side of the argument because the lower court actually upheld some of these tough regulations. So we'll have to see. It was a very in-depth, extended argument. I think it's possible that the pro-choice folks could pull Justice Kennedy over to their thinking on this because they tried to demonstrate that women would be left driving hours and hours and hours potentially to get an abortion. And does that really mean they still have an option or right to abortion? So we'll see. I mean, that's, again, another one where the absence of Justice Scalia could make all the difference. Now, for former Governor McDonald, I think, honestly, he may win a unanimous opinion in his favor. I think it's possible he wins 8-0, maybe 7-1. I mean, there was plenty of skepticism among the justices about exactly how he was convicted under the statute that many of them argued, and his legal team argued, was pretty vague. I mean, of course, it goes back to these gifts and favors that he received from one of the top donors to his administration. But he says, and his team argues, there was never any official action in return. He didn't do anything substantive in return. So there was no, as you would say, quid pro quo. There was no exchange. And most of the justices seemed to buy that argument that the statute was just too vague. We'll find out Monday.
Were you surprised by the rulings that came out yesterday with the immigration or the Texas admissions? Or did you pretty much predict that this would be the outcome?
Well, you know what? I thought that the affirmative action could go either way, because this is the first time that Justice Kennedy, who in the past has been very skeptical and has placed a check on the use of specific criteria in affirmative action, It's the first time he sort of crossed over to the other side. So we really, you know, thought that would be a nail biter as it was. And it's a very narrowly tailored opinion, meaning, you know, he wrote it, but he wanted to keep it as tight as he could and not say every university can just start using whatever criteria they want. The immigration decision, not a surprise. I thought that we would probably end in a tie there. And again, that would just revert it back to, you know, this 26-state coalition led by Texas. That would put a check on the president's power. And it was interesting because there were so many demonstrators out in front of the court yesterday. You have two big issues we're waiting on, both abortion and immigration. Both sides had turned out. So we essentially had four demonstrations going out there yesterday. I did a little bit on Periscope, and people couldn't believe how crazy it actually gets out there. But there were a number of families that would have T-shirts on that would say, young kids, don't deport my mom, or, you know, parents saying you can't send my children out of the country, those kinds of things. And at one point, there was a little bit of misinformation from one of the other media outlets that they thought they'd won their case. And so they're celebrating and crying and hugging and jumping around.
Oh, dear.
I knew that we didn't have their decision yet. And so I'm trying to sort of moderate that and say, well, we don't know yet. I don't think they've read your opinion yet. And then when they did get the news, many of them were crying and sobbing and clearly heartbroken over it. And that's what the administration has been emphasizing the past 24 hours, is that there are real families involved, and that's certainly what Hillary Clinton focused on as well.
There are real families involved. There's also, you know, the Constitution involved and the rule of law and the right process of getting things done with the checks and balances, and these are the weighty things that our justices need to take into account. Shannon Bream, great. Thanks for joining us, and I know you're going to put your political hat on today as you sit in for Brett Baer on Special Report and talk about all of the political ramifications here at home with regard to those decisions as well as the Brexit vote. So you've got a busy day ahead of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Shannon. We've been loving watching you.
Oh, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. It's 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, areas not busy. Virginia 95 in great shape out of Stafford, heading through Woodbridge. However, once you get up to Newington, it's slow to get onto 395 to Landmark, where we had the crash left side, onto the inner loop of the Beltway and through Annandale, and then the outer loop, our second crash of the morning. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue, still have a lane blocked. And once you get by there, then you're good to go. Cross the bridge. Out of Maryland, your Wilson Bridge delays beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Please tell me, Route 7, heading out of Leesburg, that they've cleared the crash out of the travel lanes. But we are jammed eastbound 7 toward Belmont Ridge Road. Multiple cars involved, so we're still waiting on tow trucks there. Cleared is the are the delays and the incident on the ICC, Intercounty Connector, heading eastbound after New Hampshire Avenue. You can take that without any delay now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with scattered thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon and into the evening. Today's high is 81 degrees, and tonight we'll have some sun clouds and lingering showers and thunderstorms possible. Low 67. Then we hit the weekend, and I got to tell you, it's looking great. Saturday, some clouds in the morning, but mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high around 85. And Sunday, a few clouds here and there, but mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Enjoy it. 74 degrees right now at 8:17.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
There are times when it is right to ask the people themselves, and that is what we have done. The British people have voted to leave the European Union, and their will must be respected.
Prime Minister David Cameron speaking overnight, really early this morning, in front of 10 Downing Street, saying that we must respect the voice of the people, even though the people went against his wishes, Jesse Jane Duff, that went 52-48 in favor of Great Britain leaving the European Union. And what a class act, saying we got to respect the greatness of our democracy. And he announced that he doesn't feel that he is the right captain for this ship, as he put it. And his resignation will be in effect starting in October.
Yeah, I saw him live, and I was very impressed. And it was such a contrast to what our president has done. Every time a ruling or something happens that he dislikes, it stuns me that our president does not support any other branch of government other than his own.
Well, and let alone, you know, his reaction
the
the people's voice. You know, whenever there's a midterm election, and he says, well, you know, that we don't need to take this into account. I can't remember what he said after the 2014 midterm when he got repudiated. But it was basically tantamount
to arrogance.
Not everybody voted. It was low voter turnout, so this doesn't really reflect the voice
of
the people.
Makes excuses for everything.
Yeah. David Cameron went on to thank all the people who took part in the campaign and said, listen, there's no doubt about it. This was an informed electorate. They knew what they were voting for, and their voice needs to be respected. So the Brexit begins. And what are the ramifications? Well, first, let's talk about Barack Obama. Let's not forget, he lobbied on behalf of the Remain side, the Cameron side, and he actually put in a not-so-veiled threat to the British people.
I think it's fair to say that maybe some point down the line there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue.
That was not taken very well by the people of Great Britain or by the media. And this, I think it's fair to say that this is a repudiation of Obama's efforts there. Speaking of that, Donald Trump actually, by happenstance, happened to be in Scotland today. He's there opening a long-awaited golf course that he and his family, his children, have put together. This is his statement from just about an hour ago. Listen up.
It's an amazing day, very historic day for a lot of reasons, not only Turnberry. This was one of the big votes in the history of Europe and Scotland and everywhere.
But he went on to talk for the first 20 minutes about his resort. It was a hilarious
thing. He's a businessman.
He's out. The suites are beautiful. We got suites in the lighthouse here overlooking the water. We got that. He went out. And then when all the reporters, Jesse Jane, thought he was going to take questions, he says, now I'd like to turn it over to Ivanka and my children to talk.
Oh, my goodness.
But finally, he did make his way back to the podium. And by the way,
did he forget he was running for president?
Here's the deal. Well, listen, he is in Scotland. He is there for one reason. And think about it for a minute. You know, he's there for this resort. He's bringing economic renewal and all this stuff to the neighborhood in Scotland, there to the nation. I'm sure he had deals with the government there for the project and all that stuff. It would be kind of unseemly to spend the entire time that he's there talking about his election back home and about he says, listen, the focus needs to be on the reason.
And everybody knew that when he got there. So if the reporters get roped into his business pitch, then that's their fault.
But they all went live. All the networks were live. And they basically
pitching his product free of charge. No commercial breaks.
So then he takes the podium to ask questions. And one of the reporters was kind of snotty and said, you know, why are you even here?
Really, I want to support my children who have really poured their hearts and souls into this development. So, but you know, I think you understand. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, because you know why I'm here? Because I support my children. Okay, next.
If you're not going to talk about the Brexit, why are you even here? Because I love my children.
And they knew he was coming for his resort, though. Right. So they got duped in.
Well, anyway, he did talk about David Cameron's resignation.
David Cameron's a good man. He was wrong on this. He didn't get the mood of his country right. He was surprised. I think he was very surprised to see what happened. But he's a good man, and he felt that way, and probably did the right thing. But we'll see what happens. But I like David Cameron.
Also, by the way, Jesse Jane, as we've been discussing all morning, the immigration policies handed down by Brussels, forced upon the people of the United Kingdom, was a big part of this. And, of course, that's a big part of Trump's campaign. He focused on it in his remarks.
You're going to let people that you want into your country, and people that you don't want, or people that you don't think are going to be appropriate for your country or good for your country, you're not going to have to take.
And about Obama's back of the queue comment?
I think that a lot of people don't like him, and a lot of people voted. I think if he had not said it, I think your result might have been different. But when he said it, people were not happy about it, and I thought it was totally inappropriate.
And finally, summing up the mood of the people in England, and I also think he was summing up the mood of the people in America with this one.
Yes.
They got tired of seeing stupid decisions, just like the American people are tired of seeing stupid decisions, whether it's the Iran deal, whether it's the border, where people just flow across the border like Swiss cheese. They're tired of looking at horrible trade deals. And so I think that has a lot to do with it.
All right. We've got plenty more on the Brexit vote coming up in just a moment, including more words from Donald Trump from just less than an hour ago in Scotland.
I got to make my reservation.
You're going to the golf resort?
Yeah, might as well. Well, the pound dropped.
Will you
take
me?
Yes. No.
It's 8:23.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local BC area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, and even more if you have pets. If you've got dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. Listen, I just had my carpets cleaned again by Zero Res because my parents are coming into town. Excuse me. No, not my parents. My children. Good God, my parents coming into town. That's a terrifying thought. No, my children came into town. They spent the summer with me, and I know how my kids act. I know probably your kids are the same, right? They're rolling around on the carpet all the time with their gaming and with reading their books and watching TV and watching Netflix, and they spend half the time, more than half the time, on the carpets instead of the beautiful furniture you bought them, and you don't want them rolling around and all that dirt, but also you don't want them rolling around on the chemicals that a lot of these carpet cleaning companies bring to the table, that residue that's left over. No, you want Zero Res. The patented empowered water cleaning system is free of toxins. It's fast drying. It only takes a couple of hours to dry. It's locally owned and operated by Lewis and his wife, who love WMAL, by the way. They're listening right now. Hello, Lewis. Back by popular demand right now is the Larry O'Connor WMAL special for a limited time only. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. $39 a room. Get them out to your house. Zero Res rocks. I love these guys. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know what rocks right now in this rush hour? Our 95 trip, both Maryland as you come southbound and through Laurel down past the ICC to join the Beltway. Once on the Beltway, slows through Silver Spring, and the Virginia 95 trip, not so bad. A little bit of volume in Dale City. You hit the delay then once you're trying to get up onto the Beltway. Outer loop for the crash at Eisenhower Avenue. They're trying to get that to the left shoulder. Inner loop into Annandale and on to 395 through Landmark 66. Heaviest stretch right now. Looks like we're going westbound. Just as you're heading out toward Gainesville, may have an incident in the way or getting ready to set up the road work. Eastbound, we're sluggish as you head out of Manassas into Centerville. And again, as you head toward the Vienna Metro, still delays, but getting better on Route 7 out of Leesburg. The crash, multiple cars as you approach Belmont Ridge Road. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more, MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not zero today. Best chance this afternoon. Maybe a few showers around this morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm once again and humid 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Across the world, people have been watching the choice that Britain has made. I would reassure those markets and investors that Britain's economy is fundamentally strong. And I would also reassure Brits living in European countries and European citizens living here that there will be no immediate changes in your circumstances. There will be no initial change in the way our people can travel, in the way our goods can move, or the way our services can be sold.
That's right. Prime Minister David Cameron saying, no worries, our economy is going to be strong regardless of this Brexit vote. And you know what's going to keep the economy strong, Jesse Jane Duff?
Oh, you tell me.
Trump's golf resort in Scotland.
Apparently.
Right now is incredible suites. And it's called the Halfway House because this is the ninth tee, and it's called the Halfway House. And
This was his press conference. They're all waiting with bated breath about...
Because of its location, because of the fact that you're on the ocean, because it's one of the most spectacular properties.
Amazing businessman.
He just kept going on and on.
We actually opened a number of weeks ago, of course.
It's sold out for the next year now.
What about immigration? What about your campaign? What about Brexit?
Empty slot. It's from morning till night.
And we have wonderful linens, great maid service.
Ivanka, why don't you come up here and talk about the resort? It's 8:28 on WMAL.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Ryan Braun.
He got into Braun's wheelhouse there.
Where has this guy been? Max Scherzer.
16 strikeouts, complete game.
They all look lost when Max visits Milwaukee.
Gotta be the game of his life.
Comeback versus get lost. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Brewers. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Great.
Hey there. Coming up, we're going to check in with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was at the center of 2 Supreme Court decisions yesterday. And by the way, one big one on abortion coming up on Monday. The Lone Star State suing the federal government and getting the job done. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. World markets have reacted swiftly to the Brexit vote, and they are clearly shaken.
It raises fears and concerns about Britain's ability to trade, Britain's ability to develop the kind of income that it's been used to. It's about concerns and fears over its position in the world.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Meanwhile, President Obama has been briefed on the Brexit vote.
The president obviously aware of what's going on. He's on the West Coast today in Silicon Valley. He will reach out to the prime minister later today. We won't hear from him until about 1:30 Eastern time, so we expect that he probably will talk about this in some way. But the White House being very cautious in its tone as to not be alarmist about this, but clearly disappointed.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Donald Trump says he sees a lot of parallels between the Brexit vote and the sentiment in the U.S. right now.
It's the will of the people. You know, it's not a question of approaching it. It's the will of the people. It's always the will of the people. Ultimately, that wins out. I don't know, first call or second call, there'll be a very powerful call. It's going to be a great relationship. There'll be great allies. They always have been. And I think zero will change on that score. David Cameron's a good man. He was wrong on this. He didn't get the mood of his country right.
Trump is on a visit to Scotland today. House Speaker Paul Ryan's unveiling a tax code today that he says proposes lower rates for both families and businesses. The plan proposes a 33% top tax bracket. Not long ago, Ryan had promised a top rate of 25% for individuals. The flash flood this week that put the Cleveland Park Metro station underwater for a couple of hours is just a symptom of an ongoing problem, says one D.C. council member who is promising to see that it's fixed. Ward 3's Mary Che says the city intends to address the drainage issues along Connecticut Avenue in that neighborhood. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,011, the Nasdaq at 4910. Sports, the Nats are idle. They take on the Brewers on the road tonight. The O's also had the night off. They host the Rays. WMDA, the Mystics are home to take on Phoenix. John Rahm starts the day atop the leaderboard of the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The big screen store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Let me say that again. $899. Wow, that's big.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway heading to the Wilson Bridge. That has been a struggle all morning. Earlier crash that had been at Route 1 Alexandria. That's long gone. We're now focused, leaving 95 out of Lorton to get through Newington and onto the outer loop of the Beltway to the latest crash at Eisenhower Avenue. Looks like most of that now confined to the left shoulder. Inner loop heavy through Annandale, 395. Once you get through Landmark, you get a little bit of a break. Hit the slowdown again, Boundary Channel 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. It's been uneventful there, though. We like that. Coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway out of Chevrolet. Lighter than we've had all week, but 295 still watch for that stop and go to get you past East Capitol Street. Inbound New York Avenue, seeing some signal light delays heading up to Bladensburg Road, then continuing to West Virginia, Montana Avenues. Improving. Route 7, but still plan time out of Leesburg. The crash on the shoulder eastbound near Belmont Ridge Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll take a run with more showers and thunderstorms for the ride home this afternoon. This afternoon, 81 degrees, scattered showers, thunderstorms for the commute home into the evening hours. Tonight will fall to 67, big area of high pressure in for the weekend. Gorgeous weekend, plenty of sunshine near 85 both days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Herndon, 72 in Greenbelt, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here on Mornings on the Mall alongside Jesse Jane Duff, United States Marine Corps, sitting in for Brian Wilson. Good to have you.
Good morning, motivators.
And joining us right now is Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, who is at the center of a whole lot of decisions yesterday coming down from the Supreme Court. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Attorney General.
Hey, thanks for having me on this beautiful Friday.
Let's start with the immigration lawsuit. It was a 4-4 tie, which basically keeps in place the decision that you won, which repudiated the president's unconstitutional executive action on amnesty. But tell me whether you think that that decision is safe right now, considering the presidential election coming up.
Well, we're, you know, obviously right now we're where we're at and we're excited about it. It was a great win for us. We won at the Fifth Circuit, and so that left in place a preliminary injunction, which to get a preliminary injunction to stop the president's plan, we had to show that we would suffer irreparable harm and that we were likely to win on merit. So when we go back to the trial court, we've got the wind at our back because the court's already said we're likely to win on the merit. So obviously this next election is going to decide a lot of things about our cases, whether the Constitution still matters, and whether we can keep presidential power in check as our founders intended, you know, a couple hundred years ago.
One follow-up here quickly. There was also a decision that came out of the lower court that had to do with misconduct from the Justice Department. They had basically lied to the court, saying that they hadn't already gone forth and processed some people who were here illegally and granted them any level of benefits. The Justice Department is not complying with the judge on his remedies with regard to those lies. Where does that now stand, and how does the Supreme Court decision factor into that?
You know, it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how the judge handled that. Obviously, they not only lied to the court, but they misled us all through the process because we asked for our preliminary injunction based on when we were told by them that they were implementing the plan. So we wanted to stop it from its inception. Meanwhile, they actually applied this to over 100,000 people. It wasn't like they did it to 10 people, just 100,000 people. And so it's going to be interesting to see how the court deals with it, because they also, not only are they basically, the judge is trying to force the Department of Justice to go through ethics training so that their lawyers don't do this in the future.
My goodness, ethics training. The irony of that. What is the reaction there in Texas? I mean, we're not down there. What's going on in the papers and the local news? Is this seen as an accomplishment for Texas? Are people celebrating? Or is there a split in Texas over some of these decisions?
Well, you know, we don't have unanimity in any state, but I can say this. This is not just a big day for Texas. I think the big day, not only for the 26 states involved in this, because if you think about it, it's pretty remarkable.
Very true.
That over a majority of the country is suing the United States government. So I think it's a victory for the entire country.
It is.
The separation of powers. This isn't just about immigration. This is about separation of powers. Our founders didn't trust government. They set up three branches of government. And this is an effort by the president to take away congressional power and move that legislative function into the presidential office. And, you know, whatever president we have, whether it's Republican, Democrat, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, that we can't let that stand.
That's right. Yeah, I keep saying to my liberal friends who were in favor of this thing, I said, okay, well, what about the Republican president who just directs the IRS to ignore half of the tax code? You wouldn't want him to do that. You'd want that to go through Congress. It's the same principle, isn't it, Mr. Attorney General?
Absolutely. And I've told people over and over and over and over, if we have a Republican president that's doing the same thing, we will sue on that as well.
You
because
betcha.
Fundamentally, we have to keep the Constitution in place. If we allow this with one president, we establish precedent for future presidents to basically make up their own law. We end up with no separation of powers. We end up with no really representative government.
I want to ask you about the decision that's expected on Monday over the abortion law that was passed in Texas. You've been at the center of this decision as well, or this argument, I should say. There's a lot of misinformation out there in the press and in the media and from the left. And, of course, I'm being redundant there with regard to what this law actually says. Before we hear all the spin before this decision comes down Monday, can you tell us in a thumbnail exactly what this law that was passed did and whether it was meant to curb the number of abortions in your state and make it hard for people to get abortions, or was it meant to make abortions safer?
So this was passed in 2013 while I was in the Senate. It was very clear we did basically three things. We banned abortion at 20 weeks. That part is not being sued on. The other two parts, which I thought were very reasonable, was it requires that abortion centers have the same standards as surgical centers, fairly reasonable, and second, that doctors who do abortions have to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of where they do the abortion. So both of those are about women's health and taking care of women. And, you know, the effect of that is that the abortion providers that have the resources will stay in business, and the competition will sort itself out.
It's always fascinating to me how women's groups try to proclaim that it isn't about women, it's against women, when in reality, an abortion center's standards for medical practice should be up there. There are women that have died from this, and we've seen multiple injuries related to abortion, not only just with the female, but with also the children that may have shouldn't have been aborted. So it's... You know, I have to, you know, not to be just pro-life on this, but I feel that...
It's okay to be pro-life on
this. Yes, but I mean, and, you know, to be fair to the courts, the fact is that when did women stop caring about the health of women?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Attorney General, given that, I mean, what was the jurisprudence involved in the opposition's argument here? I mean, what case law are they looking at to suggest that the state of Texas doesn't have the right to put some kind of medical regulations on a medical procedure?
Basically, they're arguing that we're putting some type of substantial burden on these women so that they cannot get an abortion. The reality is, in every urban center that had an abortion clinic, they'll still be an abortion center. They'll just be better, and they'll be more qualified to do the abortion. In places where there's not a large number of people, doctors can still do abortions without following these guidelines if they do under 50 a year. So if you're in a rural area, there's still a way to get an abortion without having to travel to a major metropolitan area. So, you know, it's really pretty ludicrous to argue that it's really going to have any impact at all on the ability of women to get an abortion if they want one. It'll just be safer for these women.
You have a pretty good understanding of how the arguments went down and what the questions were like. What's your hunch on how this comes down on Monday?
So, you know, I'm pretty sure that it's going to come down to Kennedy, just like the affirmative action case was 4-3, just like the immigration was 4-4. Whatever side Kennedy ends up on, it seems like that's the winning side. So... that's, I think, ultimately going to determine this case as well.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, but it's good to have you, Mr. Attorney General of the State of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Thank you.
Always good to have
you, sir.
Thank you. It is 844 on WMAL.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
845 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems on Virginia, 95 northbound. If you're trying to get up to the Beltway, I'm looking at a couple of fire trucks that have arrived to the scene of the crash. Northbound 95 before you get to the Franconia Springfield Parkway. It looks like only that far right, maybe even just right shoulder, squeezing by. Delays out of Lorton. Now, once you get by the crash, north of the Franconia Springfield Parkway, hitting delays again to get onto the outer loop, our second crash of the morning. This one near Eisenhower Avenue. They were trying to get that combined to the left shoulder. 66 eastbound, really clearing out well out of Manassas towards Centerville. Heavy just in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Vienna Metro. Westbound 66, Gainesville. They're setting up road work already, and that's why we're seeing delays. 270, a little bit lighter than normal. Once you get past 109, you're good to go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do it again today, but it looks like it'll be this afternoon. Maybe not as widespread a rain event, but a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, 81. I'm not saying the chance of rain this morning, zero. Best chance, though, later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital, 846 on WMAL. Let's give you a quick follow-up here on yesterday's sit-in strike. You remember when those baby boomer hippies in the Democratic Party
Yes.
did their little sit-in there because they had their temper tantrum and they wanted to infringe on your Second Amendment rights, Jesse Jane Duff, right? We talked about it quite a bit yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Speaker Paul Ryan came out and called it...
This is nothing more than a publicity stunt.
A publicity stunt, right? Right,
and that's right, right. They're drumming up their base.
After the sit-in got finished, which was about 26 hours afterwards, Democratic Representative Robin Kelly appeared on CNN. Listen to this exchange.
I don't know. We really expected them to call the vote yesterday or this morning, but we got the attention of the public, and we felt like it's a win because we got the opportunity to speak for what the majority of the American people want.
Speaker Ryan said it was a publicity stunt. Congresswoman Kelly, your response.
it's almost laughable. And for Speaker Ryan to say it was a publicity stunt, that's ridiculous and is quite insulting.
Okay, so for Paul Ryan to call it a publicity stunt, it's laughable, ridiculous, and insulting. But what did she just say was the measure of success for the sit-in protest?
But we got the attention of the public, and we felt like...
So it's a success because we got the attention of the public, but don't call it a publicity
stunt. Well, they also used it as a fundraiser.
Oh,
Paul Ryan pointed that out.
And
so he says,
that.
You know, we've got dead bodies, and they're using it as a fundraiser.
Don't be insulting, ridiculous, or laughable, Jesse Jane Duff. Don't call it exactly what it is. How dare you? It's 8:48.
Are you ready for the summer heat? How about that heat coming through your windows, driving up your utility bills? That sounds hot and costly to me. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and replacing those windows with Thompson Creek Window Company's super energy efficient windows sounds better. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows made just for our climate and just for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. Right now, for a limited time, get 20% off all windows, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Subject to credit approval, third-party financing, visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you the Thompson Creek difference. You will be amazed. Make sure you ask them about their double lifetime guarantee. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
It's about having yourself set up almost like a Swiss Army knife, where you can literally pull out the tool that you need to deal with whatever comes our way, whether it be political changes, tax changes, changes in Social Security, the markets. You have to have that retirement Swiss Army knife so that you feel like MacGyver.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Attention business owners, are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front. Then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195, 800-737-6195.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Should food labels include exercise equivalents? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The premise is simple. Tell consumers how many minutes of exercise they're going to have to do to burn off the calories in specific food items. It's an interesting idea being put forward by the Royal Society for Public Health. That's an organization of healthcare professionals in the UK. Now, there isn't much data to back this up yet, but anecdotally, studies have shown that these labels might not change what we eat, but they might encourage us to get more exercise. Similarly, since some restaurant chains have begun listing calorie counts on their menus, we haven't necessarily seen people ordering low-calorie items, but we have seen restaurants tweak their dishes to contain fewer calories. Now remember, in all of this, the only reliable and consistent way to lose weight is to eat less and exercise more. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Who are the top 100 players in the NFL? Everyone has their opinion, but now the players get their chance to be heard.
He's a home run threat every time he gets the ball.
What a catch by Odell Beckham Jr.!
We count down the best in the game today.
I love playing against that guy.
Just remarkable.
Matchup of the decade.
Voted on by the players themselves.
Antonio Brown.
Touchdown! JJ, he's a beast.
The top 100 players of 2016, Wednesday at 8 on NFL Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
The stock market may be exceeding a lot of investors' expectations, but more importantly, is it meeting yours? Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. Call us and learn how we can help you better achieve your financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is getting the job done in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, yes, commuters are doing a great job. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, 95 BW Parkway, 29 all good down to the Beltway. Beltway still a bit sluggish in Silver Spring on the outer loop. Haven't quite got rid of that yet. On 295 in through town, we've cleared out coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so we love that. Just heavy down toward East Capitol Street. Good trip on the 11th Street Bridge. Heavy on the 14th Street Bridge. Not so bad on the Memorial to Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Enjoy. 66 westbound Gainesville. They've set up the road work. North on 95 Virginia. As you try to get out of Lorton and up through to the Beltway, crash along the way. Now to the shoulder. And then heavy outer loop to the exit for Van Doren with the latest crash to the shoulder as well. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not zero today. Best chance this afternoon. Maybe a few showers around this morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm once again and humid 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 8:56.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $250,000 Mega Winners Weekend Giveaway, June 24th and 25th. Earn entries now for your chance to win prizes, including free slot play or even $250,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD, and I was diagnosed with a non-specific learning disorder. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College, and within my first year of being here, I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They don't judge you based on what you can't do, but they really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. At Landmark College, your academic success is directly tied to a feeling that you belong. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. At our beautiful campus in southern Vermont, you'll find inspiring professors, career-focused internships, challenging studies, and a vibrant campus life. You'll join a community where every student shares the experience of learning differently, and every professor is here to help. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
Coming up Monday, we'll have Joe DiGenova, also Courtland Malloy of the Washington Post. That should be interesting. Brian Wilson will be back from vacation. Jesse Jane Duff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being with us on a very busy news day. You did a great job this morning.
Thank you
as
so
always,
much.
Follow Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. Her handle, strangely enough, Jesse Jane Duff.
I'm going to leave the hills
here comes
for Brian.
Chris Plant.
Hey, it's a great time to visit Turnberry in Scotland. The pound is low, the dollar is high. They have magnificent suites. The golf is incredible. You're not going to believe this. The halfway house has suites now. You can eat them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.